Buzz for life? Buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host, Tanis McRae, is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
You're listening to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with a purpose. Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod. I am delighted that you are here with me today. This show is a very special one for me. We are going to be talking about soul, yours. This topic found me over the last several years. It grabbed hold of me and it does not let go. Anytime I try to begin to move away from it, it just finds me all over again. So I decided to look right at it, think a lot about it, speak about it, and encourage you to do the same. So today we are going to talk about soul, and again, yours. What is soul? How do you access it? Why is it important? I'm going to answer these questions and more in this episode of Discovering You Again. At this time of stress and world weariness, I believe that soul connection is a balm that can serve you. But most people are soul disconnected and have no idea how to connect back up. In my show today, I'm going to offer insights, exercises, and relief from the internal chaos of your mind and body and help you get soul connected and find the calm that you are likely seeking. As a confidence coach, this is the thing that I hear most from my clients who are women in the second half of life. I just want to feel calm inside. And so that's why I know that you listening here today are also likely seeking that calm. I'm going to share with you my newest original meditation. If you stick around to the end of this show, this meditation is called Soul Rising. Now, if you follow me, if you've been listening to me, you know I love my meditations. My meditations find me. I don't write them. They find me. And this one, it's a good one, folks. So I'm hoping that I can time everything up in my show exactly perfectly so that I can make sure that I get this in at the end. I really hope that you'll stick around for that. So let's start with the first question. What is soul? My answer is this. The soul is the place of your deepest feelings. It is the place of profound love. It is the original source of personal nourishment. The soul is where spirit lives. Now, of course, this question, what is the soul, is very deeply personal. And so, as always, in my time on my show, in my work that I do, my clients know this, I want to encourage you to think actively. I want to encourage you to feel, and I want to encourage you to ask yourself the question, does my definition resonate with you? What do you think soul is? Ask yourself this question. Explore it. Please explore it. Explore it in journaling. And I encourage you, by all means, speak about it with others. You know, in my old life, my before time, I never talked about soul. I never thought about soul. It just was something that was too amorphous and didn't serve my concrete black and white type A way of thinking. But over the last decade, as I've grown into my second half, I find that this is something that people do want to talk about. They may not initiate it, but if I ask them, they won't shut up about it. Because I believe, perhaps more than ever, soul and spirit is on our mind today. I believe that this is true to offset the worry and anxiety of world issues and local concerns. These are pervasive, showering over us, and they create in us this feeling of concern that rises or elevates to dread, that then elevates to anxiety, and then either elevates or goes down, decomposes into depression. And I believe that soul is the antidote. I believe that thinking about it, talking about it, breathing it in, being in it can help offset these worried, anxious feelings. Now, what happens is we are born out of the womb in a purely connected soul state of being, pure calm, pure spirit, just pure. Your soul is there. She is there showing herself proudly. That is how we come out. That is how we are born. But along the way, something happens. We go from this pure baby state to what the fun part, the young girl state. That young girl state is one of the best states because we are like this. We are hands on hips. We are proud. We are confident. The soul just shines forth. If you see that 8-year-old girl, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She is sure. She is strong. She is confident. That is her soul shining, her soul countenance shining through. Then the stuff of life happens to us. That's what happens. Sacred wounds are created just through the stuff of life. They are constantly being created because we are human and we live with other humans. Humans make human errors. And so little by little along the way, we become disconnected from soul. We become disconnected from that formerly strong, self-loving, spiritually filled child you were. Society imposes and your soul gets buried. So many, many people live this way the rest of their lives. I hear it all the time in my coaching, in my online course called, of course, Discovering You Again. And in my groups that I'm in Facebook groups I engage in, things like, I feel empty inside. I don't really feel anything at all. I feel like I don't have a purpose. Sometimes I don't know what to think. These are the cues that I get that make me really know that I'm in my space. Helping people find their soul voice underlies confidence in my work as a confidence coach. I hear these kinds of comments all the time. Now, I do also work with younger women in a mentoring capacity, and I'm so happy to be working with younger women because then I can get at these things sooner. We can drill down, pull forth sooner, earlier in their lives, so that they don't become this sort of middle-aged, mature woman who feels dim, who feels dim. So what we need to do first is let go. We have to let go of that feeling that has become comfortable, a warm, comfortable cloak that surrounds us. Even bad or uncomfortable feelings actually do get warm and comfortable for us because they are familiar. So we are going to do a quick meditation now before we go to break. The first meditation that I'm offering to you today, it's called Let Go. So I want to invite you to sit yourself up, take a deep breath in and get yourself comfortable. And here we go. What if you let go? What would happen? Would everything fall apart? Take a breath now, a deep breath in and long breath out. And again, deep breath in and long breath out. What are you holding on to? Is it anger? Is it sadness, resentment, worry, fear? What is it? Can you take another clarifying breath and identify it? What would you hold on to? What you hold on to holds on to you. It works both ways. If you hold on to good, to love, to caring, to kind, to compassion, to joy, to peace, then that holds on to you. But mostly we hold on to the bad, the negative thoughts and ideas that race through our mind. It's a conversation we are having with ourselves constantly, holding on, holding on, holding on. You may not realize it, but often that is what's going on in the background of your mind, holding on, holding on, holding on. You may think different overt thoughts of, I want it to be different. I don't want it to be like this. Why not me? But those thoughts all focus on the exact thing that is, the thing you want to let go of. Do you realize this? Can you see this? Take a breath now. Clear your mind of the negative thoughts that live there, taking up the most precious real estate in you. Why do we do this? How does it serve to hold on? How would it serve to let go? Take another deep breath now. Deep breath in and let it out. Take a moment for yourself. And when we come back for a break, from our break, we'll continue our conversation about soul.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back. Today, we are talking about soul connection. We are talking about soul, yours. The meditation on letting go is so important because when you begin to come to awareness, I call it coming to consciousness, of all that you are holding on to, then you will realize how important it is to begin to let go of those negative things. As I talked earlier about this state of being where we are born pure and we are open, confident, and sure, but eventually society starts to impose and our soul gets buried inside. That's what we begin to hold on to. And so it's very important for you to realize that often it really is a warm, comfortable cloak that we surround ourselves of dimness, of feeling less than impassioned, of feeling less than purposeful. That is the place where there's real strong soul is in passion and in purpose. So how do we access soul? How do you get soul connected? Well, it starts by clearing your mind. This took me a long time to learn. It sure did. But that's why I learned that first you have to begin to let go of things so that you can actually clear your mind. And then you can get quiet inside because your soul is there. She will speak to you if you are able to hear. In order to be able to hear your soul voice, you have to be able to clear and get quiet. And it is through that inner quiet that you can open up, that you can actually hear yourself and hear your own thoughts. In my experience, when you do this, this happened to me both personally, it happens with my clients. In my experience, what happens when you start to hear is that the internal dialogue you hear is negative. You hear this constant negative barrage of language that you've grown accustomed to. And that language actually is what becomes your inner guidance system. But it's a negative inner guidance system that leads us to feel in this kind of worried, dim space. I want to encourage you to find your intuition space, to find your positive light intuition space. This is the place of soul. Now, in the old days, the old me, I didn't realize that everybody had intuition. I thought that was just a special gift that some people had that I certainly didn't have. But in my own breakdown and breakthrough, I realized that I have intuition. And that was a true game changer for me. Learning about intuition really changed my life. And I want to introduce this idea to you today, that learning about intuition can really, truly change your life. The intuition is your soul space. Your soul space is your intuition. Once you get quiet and can hear yourself and really listen, then you're able to actually communicate with that space and most importantly, communicate out in that way. This is when you begin to find your confidence and confidently communicate your message. And your presentation actually becomes the soul presentation. So for me, this looks like people saying to me, wow, I can really feel that when you talk, Susan. I could feel your energy, they say to me. I can feel it when you say these things. Or I ask a clarifying question, can you feel what I'm saying? Yes, I really can, is the response I get. And this is where I want to help you understand that you can be in that place. Dare I say, it is vital right now that each of us are in that space. But what happens is that when I speak about this, most people say, I can't clear my mind. I can't really find that quiet. What does that clear sound like? So, of course, I know what that's like as well. I know very well what that's like. I used to be one of those people. I can't meditate, I would say. I can't meditate. I can't even sit still. I can't clear my mind. So I want to help you to understand and realize that you have the most powerful tool of all to begin to find that clearing space that allows you to be in quiet. And that is your breath. Now, again, I didn't used to know about this. I didn't used to believe this. But through my own experience, I've been working on this for more than a decade. I have found that the breathing space is your quiet space. So I want to apply as a coach. I always help people apply in real time so they can experience their own personal transformation. So let's breathe together for a minute. Yes, right now. Let's do it. Take a deep breath in. Hold it and let it out. That's a good, deep, clearing breath. When you take that deep breath in, you are focusing on nothing else but your breath. And in that moment, you actually are clear, quiet, and on point inside. And there's nothing else going on in your mind. The beauty of this is that it cuts the chaos that you might be experiencing at that time. So again, let's take a deep breath in, hold it for a second, and blow it out. And when you blow it out, bring your shoulders down with intention. Okay, here we go. That simple breath, if you are blessed to be able to take a simple breath, that is your clearing tool. It's important to stay hydrated. Staying hydrated along with your breathing is very important. That is your breathing tool. Now there's another tool. All my stuff is very simple. There's another tool that I learned that also helps you come to this present space, this present time, to be able to clear that mind that you think that you can't clear. And that is a stretch. It is a stretch. It's as simple as stretching your body. And so what this looks like is, usually I do just the upper body. Right now, I invite you to do this with me. This is a tool. It's a stretch. Stretch up your upper body all the way up. Focus on your spine. Straighten your spine up, vertebra by vertebra. Straighten up. And there's a lot of good stuff happening when you do that. You can stretch out and then bring your shoulders back and down. Now focus on your stretch. Stretch your body up, open your shoulders. You're opening your front countenance. Your soul is allowed to come forth and bring your shoulders back and down. Now stretch your back up. Be very gentle with your neck and give yourself a good upper back stretch. Go ahead, give yourself a good upper back stretch. I hope you're doing this with me. I really do. This is so important. And come back in. Okay, now come back in and stretch to the front a little bit. And now come back to a comfortable position. Now we're going to do that one more time quickly, and we're going to take a breath. Ready? Breathe and stretch. Stretch back and come down and blow it out. No, we didn't lose sound. I just stayed quiet for a second. Can you feel that? Can you feel how that feels when you do that breath and stretch? That is you clear. That is you focused in the moment. That is you mindful. That is you opening the pathways to allow your soul to rise. Once you begin to find that open space, you do some breathing, you do some stretching. Now we're ready to bring our mind into the process. This is so, so important. We worked with our body. We opened, we breathed, we stretched. Our body is open and ready. And now we're ready to bring our mind into the process. I can't believe we just made it through another whole segment of my show. I can't wait to come back to the other side, because I am going to talk to you about some questions for you to ask yourself that I learned from Deepak Chopra, not personally, but in studying Deepak Chopra. We are going to bring our mind into our soul practice. I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
We are back. How did you like that breathing and stretching? My producer, Zach, and I were just talking about how helpful that was. And do you know, I was so happy to hear that from him. He said to me, that helped me. That is all I care about. I said, you made my whole day. But I hope you who are listening to this will also take advantage of these simple free tools that you can use to really, truly improve your life. I honestly, it's exactly what I'm doing here. It's exactly why I'm doing this show and why I'm doing this work. So you can understand, yes, you can also. So we went from the mind, from the body, right? The stretching and breathing. And I said, we're going to go to the mind now. I have learned from many mentors over the years. I used to have a long commute for work, and I listened to so much in the car. I called the car my university. Of course, Deepak Chopra was one of the people I learned from. In the first time I heard him interview talking about the soul questions, I didn't get it. I was in a different state of being myself and I didn't get it. But eventually I listened to these kinds of things repeatedly. And eventually the questions started speaking to me. Why? Because of course I was open. My soul was rising and she was showing herself to me. So I'm going to share the questions with you. They're so simple, but I really do want to ask you to listen to the questions, to open up to the positive space within you and allow resonant answers to come out. So one of the questions that he says to ask yourself every day, and honestly, truly, I really do ask myself questions like this every single day. Who am I? Who am I? Now, I also say, who do I want to be and how do I want to be? That is my seminal soul question, but it all stems from who am I? We are so lost in identity in this day and age. And so it is your job to figure out, who am I? The next question, what do I want? What do I want? This, once you can define your point of wanting, things will begin to clear the path for your success. Once you define your wanting, that is your job. It's your responsibility. What do I want? Ultimately, if you have followed me in the past over and over, you know that I teach the platform of okay. Most of us really just want to get to the platform of okay. Most of us just want to be okay. We want to be calm. Money, riches, wealth, fame, all of those things are good. It's cool. But mostly what our soul yearns for is just to be okay. Ask yourself, what do I want? And number three, what's my purpose in life? So I got stuck on this for years. That's the truth, total reveal there, because I was type A concrete. What's purpose mean? What does it look like? And how does it fit into the structure of my life? But truly, ultimately, eventually, I did do some true purpose work, and I started to break away the exterior of that superficial thing that I thought would be my purpose to really finding my own deep inner purpose. And that's your job. That's your soul job. What's my purpose in life? And number four, what sort of contribution do I want to make? What sort of contribution do I want to make? Be in service to others. Be in service, and your soul will rise. She will be so happy. You will be in service. And that is the place that she is looking to be. You keep blocking her and stopping her from being in service from all your negative self-talk that we talked about earlier going on. So ask yourself, what sort of contribution do I want to make? And finally, what are my unique skills? How can I share them to uplift others? What are my unique skills? Yes, you have them. Explore them. What are my unique skills and how can I share them to uplift others? These are the type of soul questions that I want to encourage you to really explore with yourself. Write about, journal about them. This is the place where your soul will be able to rise. It is through thinking in this way, using your mind in this way. Now, I want to let you know something that I learned over time. I did this in partnership with my friend and partner, Nechama Labor, as we worked together on a very seminal program for young Jewish girls. It's called The Windows to the Soul. There are actually windows to the soul. If you realize it, I'm so happy to be teaching this to you today. There are windows you can look through where you can peek through. You can see your soul on the other side. One of them is prayer. That's a little bit obvious. I include meditation there. Meditation is a form of prayer. So prayer or meditation, this is a window to the soul. Another one is song or music. You know that feeling when you feel the song in you, you feel yourself resonating to music, whether you have a loud beat that you rock onto, or whether you listen to soft classical music or spa music, whatever it is. Music opens you. The sense of hearing is one of the things that opens your soul. Music actually can be a soul connecting activity. Music is a window to the soul. Sometimes you feel it if you yourself are singing or in song. Now, another one is creativity. Yes, creativity is a window to the soul. Creativity is you creating. It's your soul in creation. These are what I call the windows to the soul. Involve yourself, engage yourself in creative endeavors. So often in this world, we are in boxes that where there's creativity is not allowed. Give yourself permission to find some sense of creativity. And the final window is nature. Get out in nature. In any way, shape, or form, if you live in the middle of the biggest city, find a tree. Whatever it is, whatever you need to do, step outside, look up at the sky. Nature is the window to the soul. If you are lucky and you can go walk on a beautiful preserved path or walk on the beach or hike in the mountains, wherever you live, whatever it is, nature is a window to the soul. This is such an important, again, all simple, free, easy things that you can do to get soul connected. Now, I want to talk with you about something that I call self-energy. It is our job, it is our responsibility to be, to develop what I call self-energy. Oh, to be responsible to yourself. That's what I was trying to think of. It is our job to be responsible to self. Now, as women, we are sort of told that that is selfish. We are told, oh, don't be arrogant. And so the idea of self gets suppressed. Of course, self equals soul. Soul gets suppressed. And so this is why I'm talking to you about soul connecting activities. I call what happens as a result of soul connecting activities being connected to self energy. Yes, all of us have soul energy in us. Soul energy is self energy. Do you get me here? Think about the words self energy. What is my self energy? Now, one of the ways to break through to self energy is to move into a more positive way of being. Remember what I said? Once we get quiet and we get clear and we start to listen, what we hear is this negative self-talk that just flows over us. Come on, be honest. I know that that's what happened to you. I know, because that's human nature. Our soul wants to be in the positive realm. And we have so many ways, easy, simple ways that we can move into the positive realm. So I offer a few tools to do this, to move into a more positive realm. I'm not talking about being Pollyanna-ish. I'm just talking about developing a more positive orientation in life. And one of the ways I do this, I call reframe to positive. When you become aware, when you open and you clear and you breathe and you hear these negative thoughts repeating, patterning in your mind, commit, just commit to the idea of seeing that negative thought and reframing it to positive. See a negative thought and reframe it to positive. The negative thoughts we have about our bodies, I'm fat, I hate the way I look, I hate my hair, whatever. The reframe to positive is, thank you, God, that I have a physical body that works. The positive reframe thought is, maybe I'm overweight if that's what your problem is, but I love my eyes, or I have great hair. Whatever it is, it's okay. Whatever it is that you need to do to pull out that positive point of being, that's where your soul connection lies, okay? Now, another thing that happens when we get clear and start listening and we have this negative self-talk and self-image is we start with the what ifs. We live in what I call a what if negative state. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if this doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? It's all more of that negative orientation in life, which your soul is like, the soul stays away from the negative. And what are we talking about today? Soul connection. So we want to give the soul something to connect to, which is positive. So I like to talk about something called what if positive. What if something goes well? what if I do my radio show today and I'm articulate and clear instead of what if I flop on this radio show today? What if I have my client call and my client gets it and she thanks me at the end instead of what if I don't do a good job for my client today? This is called what if negative, what if positive. So these are a few simple tools that you can use to bring positive connection to your own self-energy. So we're going to take our last break. And on the other side, I've got an exercise for you and I'm going to share my meditation. See you after the break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
How are you feeling? The soul resides in the feeling state. Remember, the soul is the place of deepest feeling. It is the place of personal nourishment. It is the place, the original source of spirit, your spirit. So I want to ask you again, how are you feeling? I hope that you've learned and realized that it will be beneficial to you to keep checking in with how you are feeling. No one else ultimately is responsible for that. How am I feeling? How am I feeling in this moment? How am I feeling today? How am I doing? Yes! I have these conversations with myself. Okay, so I work alone. I work by myself. But really, it's me communing with my soul. How am I doing? And it's me coming to awareness, coming to attention, becoming conscious of my own responsibility, the opportunity to live in a soul connected way. Now, I want to ask you, do you know people whom you could say clearly, easily, she is not soul connected? A lot of times we can recognize that in others. Can we recognize it in ourselves? Now that you've heard me talk about this, can you think of someone about whom you can say she is soul connected? Do you get that? Can you feel that? Can you feel her being connected to her self energy, thinking thoughtfully about who she is, how she is, what she's doing, how she presents herself, what she says, how she says it? This is a soul connected way of being. And that is all I'm trying to do here, is really help you understand this is soul. And again, I want to say, I believe now more than ever, it is incumbent upon each and every one of us to find and connect to soul, to the soul space, so that we can be kind, we can have compassion, we can judge less, we can serve more. This is being connected to self energy. This is soul connection. And this is what I believe our world needs right now. And yes, this can be you. So I want to invite you to do an exercise. Are you with me? Stick with me. Don't think I'm crazy. I want to invite you to journal to your soul self. Yes, I said journal to your soul self. It's a whole thing that I learned and did for many years myself. I don't journal now as much as I used to. I'm much busier with my work now, but I do speak and intentionally connect with my soul self regularly, as I mentioned. In my journey to my soul connected self, in my journey to connecting to self energy, I learned that my soul is powerful. She's strong. And most importantly, she can support me when I falter, which, you know, I am human. So it is my soul that supports me, i.e., I can support myself in the difficult times. And that's why I'm talking with you about soul connection today. You can support yourself in your own difficult times. This work that I'm doing in discovering you again with women in the second half of life, you know, generally we're in our early to mid-40s, mid-40s to 50, and 50s and beyond, and many times our mamas are gone. And so it is incumbent upon us to find a soul space ourselves. So I want to invite you to journal to your soul self now. Thank you for staying with me. I am going to share with you my soul rising meditation. I want to invite you to take a breath and open up and do that big stretch and get comfortable. You can keep your eyes open. You can close your eyes. And here we go. Soul rising. She's in there. Your soul. Yes, she's in there. Deep down, and she wants to rise. She yearns to rise, to leave the darkness where she has been pushed, shoved, dismissed, and ignored, and return to the light. Not the eternal gold light of the heavens, but the bright, clear blue light of the day, in this moment. Her path up from the depths starts with a breath, your breath, deep and enduring now. Take a deep breath in and long breath out. And again, deep breath in and long breath out. And keep breathing easily now. This breath helps you clear the path up for her at once gentle and calm, while also cutting ruthlessly like a machete through the clutter and chaos or darkness and depression that has convened in your body, created by sacred wounds of the past, captured now and lying dormant, each and every one unsettled, fearsome, boiling, palpable if you dare go near it. Mostly, the obstructions just sit there, weeds from them growing down deep, strong, thick, embedding in your subconsciousness and holding tightly to the genesis. It is your breath that is your own natural weapon. Your very own breath is the warrior you seek. This warrior is gentle. It is persistent, ever present, ever able, and always victorious, always on duty and ready to serve when you are ready to win over darkness, sadness, depression, anxiety, and apathy. Your breath is the chariot upon which the Amazon soul in you rides. In this chariot, you have strength not previously imagined. The power is in you. Yes, the power is in you. Not docile, not tranquil, not impotent. The power of your soul to rise is fierce, unexpected, and it is in your control. In your control. Your soul is your power. Your power is your soul. She is activated by your breath. Your desire to be free, to feel agile, to let go of the dark and rise to the light. Swimming, swimming, swimming up, 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 batting away obstruction, slashing at the barriers, slicing through resistance, swimming, swimming higher still, rising toward the light, up through your core, clearing out your lungs, piercing through your heart. She rises higher and higher through your throat, giving you voice, pulling the shades from your eyes as she rises. And suddenly you see the clear violet and blue tones. You can see the light. It's there for the reaching, for the wanting. Ahead of you, the crown, the Keter, pulling you in, drawing you up higher and faster still, knowing it is yours, yours for the reaching, for the wanting, certainty, trust, truth. You crash through the surface, gasping for air. You have arrived. Your soul has arrived. She is there, there in the light. You in the light. Soul rising. Friends, thank you for spending this time with me. I hope that you have learned how to tend to your body, clear, breathe, stretch, listen, transform the negative ideas, the negative messages that constantly shower you. Look through the windows, find your positivity. Keep breathing, keep stretching, and your voice, your soul voice, will come forth. And in that way, you will be soul connected. I encourage you to please share this idea further. Speak with others. We all must be soul connected more than ever now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See you soon.
Been listening to Discovering You Again with Susan Axelrod on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch us next month as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.